She's had her stuff at my house for the past year. Do you think I should just maybe, like, check it all out, or...
No.
What should I do?
Try to end the relationship as nicely as you possibly can.
Right.
Let me tell you something. In the long run, if you can be friends with someone with whom you were once intimate, sir, that's the best way to go. Rather than end with memories of breaking glass and perverted epithets ringing in your ears, sir. I mean, sooner or later, you look back at us and you kind of laugh. Oh, sure, there's times in a relationship when it's going down, it's like...
Get her!
Are you... You want me to rearrange those teeth? I can do that for you. I can do it real easy. One of those kind of things, you know, that the neighbors love. Yes. Or that time that someone dialed 911 when you were kneeling on her on the front lawn. I told you I hate your guts. How many times you had to say, say.
The way I feel right now.
Right, I know that's how you feel. But don't throw her stuff in the dumpster. I'm going to challenge you, sir. I'm going to challenge you to be the toughest you ever were. And by tough, I don't mean shooting or fighting or yelling. I mean tough. I want you to develop a little hard skin around you so you can look back on the good times and kill her with kindness. Drop a little note. Hey, your stuff is here whenever you need it. It'll be ready for you. Or if you want to send somebody for it, just let me know when and I'll have it all boxed and ready to go.
Just
do it like that. Just don't pitch it out. Don't do that.
Don't take it to Goodwill or anything?
Don't take it to the Goodwill or anything, no.
Okay.
All right. All right, good luck.
Bye.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. You know, when I think about all these divorce stories, I think that even though, you know, Daddy ran around with Trixie Hicks and Velma Buckles, he stayed married to my mother, and I salute him for that, even though they had rough times. He stayed married to the woman. I think one of my earliest memories was them springs squeaking. We had this little clapboard house, and my room was right next to theirs, and I could hear that at night. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell is that noise? I'd hear that, just a bald-faced boy, and I'd say, good night, God. Bless my doggie, bless mommy and daddy. And then I'd wake up. So one night I resolved, I'm going to find out what that is. So I walk over to Mom and Daddy's room. I swing the door open. There's Dad with his back arched, sweat rolling down his back. There's Mama with her feet in the air. Daddy takes one look at me and he's like, nyah! And he rolls right out of the floor trying to hide the brutally ten hut status that he had. He was like, purple. So, Mama whipped the covers up around her neck, and Daddy's crawling around on his hands and knees, wong-a-long-a-long-a-long. I said, what's going on, Dad? He said, your Mama saw a mouse, and I'm down here looking for it. I said, so what are you going to do if you find it? Stupid.
What D.C. has for breakfast. The Grease Man. D.C. 101.